After Kriyas Shema, we say V'yatziv V'nachon V'kayom V'yashar. Interestingly, we conclude the Shema by repeating three words. Either we repeat them or the Shliach Tzibur repeats them for us. And he says, Hashem Elokeichem Emes. And the reason to do that is because the Kriyas Shema itself has 245 words, and we want to complete Rimach 248, because that's how many limbs there are in our body, and that's how many mitzvot asay there are for us to achieve. And the idea of Kabbalas HaMitzvot, following Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim in the first parsha of the Shema, means that we take all of our evarim, each and every one of our organs of the body, each and every limb, every muscle, every bone, every tendon, every sinew, and we apply them and we dedicate them to each one of the 248 mitzvahs, one for one, because that complete devotion is the reason for the very fiber of our being. That's why we have each and every one of these evarim, in order to dedicate them to He who created them. We express this in Shema and Vehoyim Shemoah and Parshas Tzitzis, to take on, because of our faith in Him, all of that He wishes us to do, to accomplish all of that, with our 248 body parts. So therefore, the way to say this is by concluding the Shema, Hashem Elokeichem Emes, and then we have 248 words, 248 compartments or sectors of commitment. Yeah?
In many, not many, in some of the benches, or the Mincha Maariv, Little Siddur, a lot of the Kriya Shema Al Hamito will tell you to say the full three paragraphs of the Seder 248.
Right. Many people will say all three parshios for Kriyas Shema Al Hamita as well. And in Kriyas Shema Al Hamita, which is always said individually, the minhag is for many to say, therefore, Kel Melech Ne'eman. So those three words, Kel Melech Ne'eman, add up with the 245 of Shema to 248. So the paragraph that we now see in our Siddur begins V'yatziv, but truthfully, the first word is emes. What we have just said is truth, absolute truth. Emes is made up of the first, the middle, and the final letter of the Aleph Beis, because emes means totality. Complete truth, it's totality. It's interesting that we begin the Kriya Shema with Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad. He is one. And something which is one and unitary is complete. Anything that is complete is true. Totality is truth. So Echad is the opening line. Emes is the concluding line or the concluding idea. Emes V'yatziv. Now, Yatziv means something that is in place, firmly, and cannot be moved. It's not movable. Something which is nitzav is in a place where it belongs, and firmly so, permanently so. So that's not necessarily conveyed in all of the translations. But the concept of yatziv means that it stands up, it's recognizable, it's firmly in place. It's nachon, it is correct. Nachon also means functional, fully functional. So when something is v'yatziv v'nachon, so that means that it is correct to the fullest capacity to then have results that flow from something which is nachon. It is kayam, which is that it is enduring, lasting. It is yashar, which means that it is proper. Hashem Elokeichem and our faith in Him, that He took us from Mitzrayim and that we therefore commit to serve Him, this is all yashar. This is proper. It is ne'aman, meaning it is something that one can and should have abiding faith in. It is ahuv. It is something that we love. Having Hashem and believing in Hashem is something we love. We love it so much that we give up our lives for it. It's chaviv. It's something which we cherish, meaning that it's a value to us. It's nechmud, which means it brings us certain pleasure. It's delightful. It's nice when a person says, Shivisi Hashem lenegdi samid. I'm never alone. I believe in Hashem, He's always with me. There's a pleasantness to that, and that's ni'imus. It's no'im. It's pleasant. The nora, it's awesome. In other words, we're connected with something of such greatness, we're connected with and watching and realizing with awe He who is so awesome. You know, it's always something of delight and it's always something of human ecstasy to be able to say and really mean it, that you have witnessed or that you are seeing, experiencing something awesome. You know, it became a common expression.
Yeah, awesome.
You know, awesome.
Yeah.
You know, and that comes in and out of vogue, you know, to say, oh, awesome. So, but the reason it becomes, you know, such a popular expression is because to really have something and be a part of something that's awesome is really nora. It's awesome. The adir, which is something that's powerful. It's a powerful idea. And it's an empowering idea. When a person knows that Hashem Elokeichem Emes is the absolute truth and therefore the only truly important construct, that there is therefore nothing else to worry ourselves with, to be concerned with, to be stressed out by, to be worried over, to be fretting over. There's nothing, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hashem Elokeichem Emes. And the situations of the world and my own personal situation, they all flow from the fact that there's a certain MS, there's a certain truth. And I need to react to and interact with that truth in a constructive way. And I can. I have my 248 Evarim with which to do so. This is empowering. It's a powerful idea. It is adir. Metukan. Metukan means that it is correct. As we just explained, it's correct, meaning that it is something that is functional. And it's something very helpful in our lives. Now, I don't mean to say that therefore we're saying selfishly I'm happy about it, but we're saying it's so good. We're just talking about the goodness and the positive aspect of this great truth of Hashem Elokeichem Emes. Umekubal, meaning it's something that can be readily accepted. Because of all of the above great benefits and obvious truths, because of its being such an awesome concept with such fantastic results and ramifications. Therefore, it is v'tov, it is good. V'yofe, it's something beautiful. V'yofe hadavar hazeh aleinu, this is something beautiful to us. And this, we affirm, this is something which will be la'olam va'ed, forever and ever. Now, those are two different words. Va'ed and va'ad are two different words. Va'ad means something that's gathered together. Va'ed means something that's perpetual. But the fact that they are interchangeable in a certain sense means that something that comes together as the past, the present, and the future in Hashem's eyes, where there is no past, present, and future. They are all one. That's Va'ed. So Va'ed is a description, therefore, of a certain concept, a unitary concept. very much like a va'ad. Va'ed means that something is across all time or beyond time and space. This expression, emes v'yatzev v'nachem mekayim v'yosha, if you add up the number of expressions, you'll find there are 16 words being used to describe the truth and the establishment, the embrace of the praises of Hashem Elokeichem, being emes v'yatzev v'nachem mekayim v'yosha v'namon. And Rabbi Yaakov Mecklenburg, who wrote the Sefer HaKsav HaKabbalah, points out there are 16 such expressions, and that there are 16 psukim in Shema and V'hoyim Shema. Because the fact is, right, Shema, V'hoyim Shema, are the two key partios of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim and then Kabbalas Mitzvos. And those two are Emes V'yatzim V'nachem V'kayim V'yosha, so that the 16 expressions correspond to the two parts of Shema in which we are accepting the yoke of serving heaven, and then specifically to do the mitzvahs, to accomplish the tasks that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tasks us with. Emes Elokei Olam Malkeinu Tzur Yaakov. It is true, Elokei Olam, that the God of all the universe, He is Malkeinu. He's our Melech. And we are very proud. There was a time people used to take pride in the government of, you know, your country, of your nation. It was national pride. And national pride included not just allegiance to, but really a sense of glory all of us had shared in, because we have this great leader. Well, we have that kind of a Melech. And we have Malkeinu. He's our Melech, Tzur Yaakov. That great rock of Yaakov. Rock meaning the one in whom we can completely rely, in whom we can feel completely dependent, and who we completely submit to, because he is Mag'ein Yish'enu. He is a protector. A Mag'ein is a shield. Yish'enu means a source of salvation. L'dor v'dor hu kayom. Remember that in Kriyas Shema, we talked about the idea of Doros. We said that in the last parsha of Tzitzis, we said that al kanfei bigdehem l'dorei sam, that there's something that should be accomplished by putting on tzitzis and committing to mitzvos that has an effect on other generations. So here too, we continue with that theme in V'yatzev V'nachon, and we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there, and we commit to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because He is there for us, L'dor V'dor Hu Kayam. From generation to generation, He is there as our Tzur Yaakov, our Mugain, Yish'enu. Ushmoy Kayam, everything He stands for, remains. V'chisoy Nachon, His throne, is Nachon, meaning well-established, Nachon meaning ready for us to be there to serve Him, a throne that we are about to come before, as we will say the Shemona Esrei. Remember, this is all leading up to, this is all, I wouldn't say a preamble, but it's leading up to and it's preparatory to Smichas Geula L'Tfila. We're going to be davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're going to present before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're going to present before the heavenly throne. So the mention of that heavenly throne now, at this point, is preparatory to our davening. U'malchuso ve'emunoso lo'ad kayomis. His malchus, ve'emunoso, and faithfulness, meaning the reason to have complete and abiding commitment to this Melech, is because emunoso, to have faith in Him, is something that is lo'ad kayomis. It's something that should remain, it should endure, it should abide in us, in our children's children.
So,
What's being said, right. You are absolutely right. What's coming out now is Kayam. And what's going, exactly. What's coming out here at the end of the paragraph of Seder, what's called Seder Yatziv Nachon, is that it's Kayam and Nachon means that there's an establishment of a truth that's ready for us to respond to act in accordance with the fact that he is Melech, and to do so now, and to be prepared to commit to have our children and our children's children continue this way as we have been continuing in the ways of our fathers and forefathers. Udvarav Chayim, because the Divrei Elokim Chayim are such that his word and what he has to say to us is alive. It's as if he is speaking to us today. Shema Yisrael means you should hear it and hear it now, as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is announcing it to us today. Anochi Hashem Elokecha asher hotzeisicha mi'eretz Mitzrayim mi'beis avodim, to which we respond, we accept that, and we say, yes, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. We have to understand that it is as if he is at Sinai today and we are listening to the Kol Gadol V'lo Yosof and hearing him say it to us today. And hearing him say, these are the mitzvahs HaTorah, and that's why we read in Parshas Yisro, Bayom Hazeh Ba'umid Bar Sinai, because it is this day that he is speaking to us. Dvarav Chayim V'Kayomim. Those words are alive. His words are alive, meaning that there is no static state where they don't evolve, where they don't repeat, where they are of the past and not of the present. They are of the present. They are of the present and of the future. Ne'emanim, trustworthy. Now we're talking about his words, the word of God. They are ne'emanim. They are words that are abiding, that we have faith in, meaning that we have faith in them and we know whatever Hashem wants will occur. It will happen. V'nechmodim. They are words that to us are full of pleasure and delight. We delight in the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. La'ad. For all time. They are nechmodim la'ad. They are delightful for all time. And again, this is the commitment, as we mentioned earlier, for all time, including our children, our children's children. And at this point, we would take the tzitzis and we release them. We kiss them for the last time and release them. And that's because we are in here completing the process of acceptance of mitzvahs ul'ol me'olamim, for all time. And as we mentioned, the idea of Arba Kanfos enveloping us, four corners, representing the four corners of the earth, and the tzitzis being taught from generation to generation, enveloping us and enveloping our children, la'adul almei olamim, means that this idea of Kabbalah HaMitzvos is not just a Kabbalah for myself personally. Personally, it is rather a national Kabbalah, and it's for the entire people of Israel, and I am committed to that. Al avoseinu, it is upon our fathers, this great truth of hearing the word, of hearing the Dvar of Chaim V'Kayamim, and living by it, recognizing its ne'emanus, recognizing the reasons to have full faith in them, recognizing that they are nechmadim, delighting in them, and seeing their delightfulness. This is forever and ever. It is, and has been, al avoseinu, on our avos, v'aleinu, and upon us. It's on those of the past, and upon us today, in the present. It is al baneinu v'al doireseinu. It is upon our sons and all the generations to proceed from us. V'al kol doireis zera Yisrael avodecha. for all the generations to come, for all of Avadecha, your servants, HaKadosh Baruch. We are completely yours. And it's with joy. And it is with all of the 16 words of Emes V'yatzev V'nachon that the truth of Hashem Elokeichem Emes is embraced, that the words Dvarav, Chayim, they are alive, Kayamim, they are here forever and ever, they are heard today, embraced now and always. Next time we'll continue with Al Rishonim V'al Acharonim, and then Ezra Savisenu.